Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and I simply love sharing this time with you each week. Isn't it amazing to immerse our minds in positive ideas, positive messages, positive media, and fill our consciousness with things that uplift us, inspire us, and motivate us to take inspired action to put those ideas in practice in our lives? I encourage you, as you know, to listen to each show with pen and paper or a tablet to write on, some way of recording these ideas. You never know when you'll hear that concept that rocks your world or is the high leverage point for an issue that you're facing now. So don't just listen passively. Listen actively. Have, even if you have half as much fun as I and my guests have, you'll leave here inspired. So do listen with a plan, listen with a pen and paper, take notes, and focus on applying these things. Also, I really want to ask you another favor, and that is to be compassionate. For those in your circle, people around you, I want you to share these programs with others. I'd like you to think of a friend of yours who may be suffering from traumatic stress, might be having money problems, health problems, relationship problems, and I want you to send a link to a show from our archives that might be relevant to your friend to that person. This is such powerful information. It's for us, it's for all of us, and it's meant to be shared. So please do it. Go ahead and not just use it yourself, but also share it with others in need. Send them links to episodes of High Energy Health that can help them out and inspire them, help them out of their challenges. So again, we have a huge archive, hundreds of shows. Please go in there and share the wealth with other people. Now you will be thrilled and inspired by today's guest. His name is Yossi Amram, and he is focused on an area of life that I think is incredibly important and a game changer. He's the author of a book called Spiritually Intelligent Leadership. He's a clinical psychologist and leadership coach. He was also the founder and CEO of two companies that he led through successful IPOs and has coached over 100 CEOs, some of whom have companies with thousands of employees and revenues in the billions of dollars. He has engineering degrees from MIT, an MBA from Harvard, and a PhD in psychology from Sophia University, and his research has received over 1,000 citations. Yossi, it is such a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Dawson. I'm delighted to be here with you and engage in this conversation. I'm enjoying your presence, your energy, and your smile right now.
And I, yours, Yossi. And when I read the introduction to your book, Spiritually Intelligent Leadership, I was so moved by your story because obviously you're just thriving in so many dimensions of your life right now. That the story of how you went through those times of founding your companies and the despair and overwhelm and stress you went through was really touched my heart. Please just go ahead and share that journey of that first career and leading to this new one.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'll try not to take our entire show telling my life story. It's just a little over a year and a half long now. I will rewind back, actually. I grew up and was raised in Israel, a troubled part of the world these days, and all young men, I was drafted into the military. Luckily, it was a peaceful time. And I was a shy and introverted kid, and I never thought myself in a leadership position, but to my surprise, I had the fastest promotion record in the history of my regiment, won all these awards. But despite my success and excellence at it, the military chafed at my soul. It's a command and control model of leadership, which is effective and necessary in battle, but doesn't inspire and bring out the best in human quality. So I resolved to someday build an organization and lead people based on different principles. And that is what kind of motivated and drove me to ultimately be the founder and entrepreneur of a couple of tech companies. But I was so driven, so focused. It was my life's calling and mission and purpose. And I was very driven. And I was working 70, 80 hours a week till, guess what? I got burnt out and I got depressed. But I persisted and persevered. And out of that kind of downtime and what was kind of a dark night of the soul where all of that inspiration lost some meaning, I had a spiritual awakening. And I saw through the illusion of our separateness and understood our interconnectedness and our oneness. And that blew the circuits of my mind, so to speak. And it really threw me into a manic episode. At the time, I was the founder and the CEO of this public company. And I had all these ideas of where the internet was going and all of which came true in hindsight, but I wasn't very grounded, and I wanted to do everything quickly, and sort of the energy, the kundalini, just rose and exploded, and I couldn't contain it. So that resulted in a very traumatic experience of being pushed out of that company, and that was a painful because I lost my baby. But that kind of changed the direction of my life because I tried to understand, was this all delusion or was there something real to this experience of oneness and our interconnectedness? What was the psychological underpinning that led me to be so driven and identify with the business? So those things kind of led me to go back to school and study and become a clinical psychologist, both to understand myself, to work with my clients in a deeper way, and then also to understand these spiritual experiences and this awakening that I had. And I had heard of the term spiritual intelligence that was formed by Dana Zohar in a book a long time ago, but there was no real measure or validated academic model to show how it contributes to a variety of outcomes, like there has been in emotional intelligence. So that was the path that got me set on to define what is this thing we're calling spiritual intelligence. Is it real? Is it measurable? So I developed the first academically validated measure of spiritual intelligence. And then in a study with 42 CEOs and 210 members of the staff showed that leaders that scored higher in spiritual intelligence led teams with higher morale, greater commitment, and lower turnover. And that was true even after controlling for emotional intelligence. So emotional intelligence and spiritual intelligence, each were uniquely contributing to leadership effectiveness, but together there was a multiplicative effect and synergistic effect. So that's kind of led me to where I am today, where I want to spread the power of spiritual intelligence in our world, and I think it needs to become as widely recognized in its importance and criticality as emotional intelligence has. So with your help and others, we'll make this come true.
Well, usually your spirituality is thought of as being private here, and then your business, your team, your work is thought to be public out here. And what you're showing in your book, and you have so many case histories in your book, as well as reviewing the research, and it shows that when you are doing that inner work in here, it is having a profound effect on the world of work out there. And I'd love you just to, before we go into any of those case histories, I want to share a few of them in the course of our time together, but I'd love you just to quickly recap some of the research on spiritual intelligence in the workplace that you mentioned, especially in the introduction of the book and the first part of the book.
Yeah, so as I said, and I want to highlight what you're saying, which is spiritual intelligence kind of, you know, people think of spirituality as woo-woo. And, you know, all these esoteric, but spiritual intelligence is not a belief in higher power. It's not a momentary experience. It's the embodiment of these qualities and virtues that have been hailed by all the spiritual traditions, regardless of their cosmology, whether you believe in a higher power or a deity or Buddha nature or Father Sky, Mother Earth, whatever. The qualities of purpose, service, gratitude, integrity, humility, and presence are universal across all the world's traditions. So spiritual intelligence is about living and embodying and expressing these qualities. And it collapses the dichotomy between the spiritual and the practical, much like emotional intelligence collapsed the dichotomy between the emotional and the reasonable. If I ask you, do you have someone in your life who's emotional? You might think for a moment, who that is, yeah. And then is there someone in your life that is emotionally intelligent? And you say, oh, yeah. Well, are they the same person or not? They may or may not be, but it's clear to us that being emotional is different than being emotionally intelligent. And so the same thing, the reasonable and the emotional were brought together in emotional intelligence. The same thing with spiritual intelligence. So it's not woo-woo, there is science. So my science that I did, as I indicated, showed that leaders that score higher on spiritual intelligence lead teams with greater morale, higher commitment, lower turnover. And follow-on research by others has shown that leaders that score higher on spiritual intelligence lead business units with better financial performance. Other research using the same measure I developed looked at it in banks, and banks where employees had higher level of spiritual intelligence produced better financial results in terms of return on assets. And other research by others who've translated this measure into other languages showed that it contributes to resilience, mental health, well-being, quality of life, individual productivity, and a variety of other outcomes. Now, just being nerdish a little bit, if I can rewind back to my own research in this emotional intelligence and spiritual intelligence, as I indicated, each of them contributes to leadership. Emotional intelligence explained 41% of the variance in leadership effectiveness. Spiritual intelligence explained 46% of the variance in leadership effectiveness, slightly higher. But the two were complementary, and together they explained 67% of the variance. So this shows you that while they have some small overlap, they have a synergistic multiplicative effect. So there is a growing body of research now across, you know, different languages and cultures that shows that spiritual intelligence is real, measurable, and possibly impactful. I can go on and on, but hopefully this gives you a flavor.
Well, again, that's a big demonstration of that linkage between interstates and outer states. And it's also counterintuitive. You'd think that people who are really focused on their inner journey, their inner life, on their journey in consciousness, that they would be inward looking, and that they would be, in the words of one of my relatives from my childhood, they have their head in the clouds. They don't have their feet on the ground. And so, you know, the traditional view of the highly spiritual human being is somebody who's got their head in the clouds and is out there, who isn't that practical. So your work showing that it's just the reverse, that having your head in the clouds actually puts your feet more firmly on the ground, is really powerful. Give us just one case history of that from your book. You have many in the book, but just pick one to share how, when you apply this with a client or someone that you mentioned in the book, it made that big difference in terms of the feet on the ground part of their life.
Yeah, okay. So one example, I'll talk about one quality that in this multidimensional spiritual intelligence, I identified 22 qualities across 5 domains. One of them is the quality of freedom, inner freedom. And, you know, I'll talk about a founder CEO. She started a company previously, and that company failed and didn't go well. And she got really discouraged and depressed and so on. Somehow she pulled herself together. She held a job and then had another idea and decided to start another company. But she was kind of really stuck with this fear. She was passionate about her idea. And on the other side, she was afraid to fail. And she wasn't sure how to go about it. And so you know, in order to be successful as an entrepreneur, as a business person, as whatever it might be that we're set to do, to go through medical school or, you know, any new career, we have to be devoted to it and bringing that passionate devotion. So, you know, we need to have that passionate devotion, but the other side of it is if we get overly identified and attached to that devotion, then we can get paralyzed by the fear of failure. And we're not very adaptable. We see the vision going one way, and reality doesn't really exactly work that way for us, and then we get discouraged, and we're not adaptable. We come fixated on the outcome. So what I worked with her, and this relates to energy, actually, is I asked her to, on the one hand, put this feeling and experience of passion and devotion. What happens in your body? And there was a lot of alignment and energy and strength. And then the other side was being unattached. How do you experience this non-attachment? And then there was kind of this softness and like this being blessed by like divine light and a softening in her body. So, you know, but we think of these two as polarities. So I asked her, okay, go from this to this. And she went back and forth till she really could embody both qualities. And then I asked her to zoom out and experience both. And with that, there was this integration, this beautiful integration where she felt her passionate commitment, but there was also this flow and fluidity and non-attachment. So as obstacles came on the way, she can navigate through. And there was this basic trust that and hope that things will work out. Even if the vision didn't exactly materialize as she originally conceived it, she could adapt and change. So she was able to have this inner freedom to contain both of these principles of polarities of passionate devotion and willingness to let go of any attachment to a particular outcome. So I think in our lives we often have to deal with this. How do we engage with life passionately and remain unattached? And the thing is not to just give up and be passive and say, I don't care, I'm unattached. No. It's like have a strong sense of purpose where you passionately engage with your work, but you're unattached to a particular path and outcome.
Powerful to be able to mutually embrace both those places in consciousness. And what that does too, Yossi, is that means you aren't going to have your mood controlled by what happens, by the outcome. So if you may want to sing passionately, and then if you're surrendered, then if it happens, you're just thrilled. If it doesn't happen, you have that unshakable inner peace anyway. So it makes you just disappointment-proof.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of resilience, a lot of trust. And this is exactly what I didn't have, which is why I burnt and crashed in a way and had my dark night of the soul, because I had that passionate conviction and drive to build this new organization. But, you know, when the internet came and our business model needed to change, I was paralyzed by fear and I burnt myself to the ground. So there's more resilience when we have that fluidity and can hold both sides of the polarities. This is just one example where that inner freedom empowers us, inspires us, and connects us to ourselves and to others.
So I want each of those listening, as you're listening now to Yossi's wonderful formula here of passion and surrender, think about your life and make a note in your journal, on a piece of paper, on your device right now, and focus on something you do care about passionately. Think about something you really, really, really want. Okay, so where you have that passion that he had when he was building his company is the first part of his career. So think about that passion you have, and then just meditate on surrender. Can you want that, and can you breathe and be in that space of unattachment? Make a note about that. We're going to a break right now. We'll be right back in a few moments. You're listening to High Energy Health. And again, Yossi's book is called Spiritually Intelligent Leadership. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you're inspiring yourself. I'm glad that among the chaos of a noisy world, you've made it a priority to focus on your own well-being, your own inspiration. There are thousands of people who listen to the show every week. I'm so glad you're one of them. Make this part of your experience. Bookmark the site. Come back here again and again and again. And balance the input of information going into your mind, into your consciousness. There's so much trash out there, so much junk, there's so much random garbage out there that just floods the media, floods our minds, floods our inboxes every day. Make a practice to pick the high quality stuff, and there is a really interesting new study showing that if you do that, you, and the word that the researchers used was, you inoculate yourself against all the chaos of the world. Inoculate yourself with high energy health, with all the other positive media and resources that are available to you, and share those with other people. I'm so glad you're here. And my guest today is Yossi Amram. He's the author of Spiritually Intelligent Leadership. Yossi, I wanted to have you cover the seven dimensions of spiritually intelligent leadership that you describe in the book. And let us know what those are and how those make up the whole picture.
Sure. So, yeah, the seven dimensions, as you mentioned, the first one is mobilizing meaning. As a leader, as a person, we need to mobilize meaning in our life, and that rests on four core competencies. One is purpose, you're identifying and maintaining a focus on the purpose, the reason, the values, and the mission of the organization, whether it's for ourselves, again, on the organization. There's a call for service, is the other quality related to meaning, why we're here, we're called to serve. Having a vision, would be the other. What's the future we want to create for ourselves and the world? And that's the vision that calls us forth, that pulls us to it. And then the ability to reframe difficulties into opportunities. You know, in an organization, in life, there's always stumbles. And rather than bemoaning it and feeling like we're victimized by reality, part of our self-leadership and leadership of others is the ability to see each of those as an opportunity for growth. And if we reflect back on our past, many of us have had very difficult moments in our life, whether we lost a job or a relationship. But in many cases, if we're resilient and we stay with it, we find that it propels us to another level of development and growth. So that's, all of that relates to the domain of meaning. The next dimension is interacting with grace. And that starts, first of all, with trust. Trusting reality, trusting ourselves, trusting the universe. That, as Einstein said, one of the fundamental questions is, do we live in a benevolent, friendly universe or not? We have that basic trust in life and its resilience and our resilience, then we can overcome these difficulties. And we thrive and we can grow and we stumble and we learn and we grow. The second dimension of grace is beauty, appreciating beauty. Beauty like opens a heart, inspires us. And if we can find beauty in our lives, in our work, it's just so much more rewarding and brings the creativity. The other quality related to grace is joy. You know, there's so much research about when we bring joy into our work, we're creative, we're spontaneous, we're fun to work with, and we draw other people to us. And then gratitude is so crucial for, there's all this research about the benefits of doing a gratitude practice for ourselves. But in an organization, appreciating people, highlighting what they're doing well really motivates and energizes them, and it creates a positive feedback loop between people where people feel seen and appreciated, and that inspires and energizes them. So these are all qualities and things that contributes to this quality of moving through the world with grace. The next thing is being inner directed. I mean, like you talked about, is there's so much noise and reality tells us this is the meaning of life, if you get this product or this shirt or this car or whatever. But, you know, as leaders, we have to listen to our own inner compass and follow our own calling. And we got to be able to discern that. So we have to be centered in ourselves, staying grounded and open-hearted among the chaos all around us. We have to be in integrity with ourselves and our core values, to live in alignment with that. We have to walk the talk, so to speak. We have to have confidence in ourselves. So we're open to others, but ultimately we have to trust and have confidence in ourselves and in reality that things will work out. And then there has to be this inner freedom that I talked about in the case, so that we are playing. Life is play, and there are many possibilities, and we're not limited. It makes it, again, supports our fun and joy. So all of those support our being inner-directed, centeredness, integrity, confidence, and freedom. And then it's cultivating community. We're social animals. And in this day and age, there's a loneliness epidemic, and people spend the bulk of their waking hours at work. So it's so crucial to give people a sense of connection, that we're part of a community, we're together, we care about each other, we share a common purpose, a shared vision. And then we can synthesize opposing viewpoints as opposed to simple either-or thinking. Oh, what's most important is having the best product. No, what's most important is having the lowest cost. No, what's most important is having the best customer service. You know, as leaders, we have to bring these multiple perspectives and let the tension between them, you know, drive a higher level of awareness and solutions that's more integrated, more holistic, so that everybody in the organization and all perspectives are valued and synthesized into a higher truth. And that's part of taking things holistically. So we move from either or to a both and a holistic view in all of the organization, and that creates a sense of community. And then Another important quality is showing up with authentic presence. We have to pay attention. You know, so much of our lives, we're bombarded by texts, by emails, by things in social media. And, you know, the precious resource we have is our attention. And if I'm interacting with you now and we're talking and I was looking at my phone and I was distracted, you know, you're going to feel it. And when people are not present, you know, the depth of the connection, the depth of the conversation is just absent. So paying attention, being with who and what is in front of us, being clear on our intention so we can, you know, not go off on tangent. We're here. What are we doing together? Why am I here? And then being grounded and empowered. So, you know, we have our passion, we have our strength, we have our grounding. So we have our aspiration to the heavenly realm, as you said, to the sky. But we're grounded and we're empowered and we're rooted in ourselves, the core of our being. And that fuels our passion, and our passion and our energy is then directed. It burns strong and hot and light a resonant flame in others, but it's all directed. It's not scattered. So all of those things contribute to our authentic presence and showing up. And then the quality of truth, being devoted and motivated based on truth, which is being open to the opinions of others and being receptive and curious. And then being egoless, cultivating our devotion to truth, to the right thing, not to being right. Instead of being interested, I want to show that I'm right and you're wrong. No, I'm interested in what is right. And that's a quality of egolessness. So truth becomes our North Star. That's super important. And then lastly, the seventh dimension is the dimension of wisdom, which has to do with listening to our intuition. As important as it is to have done all the analysis and the spreadsheet and all the analytics that we have to do as business people, as human beings, we have to have a budget for our family. We have to do, so, you know, we have to do all of that. But ultimately, it's also we make decisions through our intuition, through access to our higher self, the wise inner part of us, as Jung called the wise self archetype that exists in all of us. And whether it's kind of embodied like, you know, some spiritual figure or God that we converse with, or it's our future self, there are many ways of accessing that wisdom of our higher self. And then devotion, you know, being single-minded with tremendous loyalty to a cause that's greater than ourselves. Amazingly, when we're devoted to something greater than ourselves, we become greater than ourselves. And we're tapping into a force field which is much greater than our individual skin-encapsulated ego, as they say. And so that's our devotion. And then practice. We have to practice. I mean, this is like laying new neural pathways and exercising certain muscles. So it's not like you read this book, you read something about spiritual intelligence, and you're done. No, you have to do the exercise in the book. This is why there's so many experiential things. But just like you don't expect to read a book about health and then never have to go to the gym, or you go to the gym once a year. No, you go to the gym or you do your walks, you do your whatever breathing exercises, you do your meditation day in and day out to keep deepen and cultivate these qualities. So that's kind of the wisdom dimension. So I ran through a lot. I hope I'm making sense.
You are, and for those listening, the book does include exercises, reflections, practical ways of applying this. So you'll want to read with a pen in hand, journal about these things, think about these things deeply, and then use the exercises to cultivate spiritual intelligence in your thinking and in your work. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I'm delighted that you're here, and hopefully you're inspired to rethink work, to rethink the relationship between your inner life and your outer life by all these ideas that Yossi Armam is sharing with us in his book, Spiritually Intelligent Leadership. Yossi, also you have a whole section on stories and meaning. And I know I teach a lot of live workshops, and I'm so struck by the fact that in many of these events, people say, this happened to me, therefore I now live this way. And they just made meaning out of this live event that has shaped their whole subsequent life, and that meaning is just one of many meanings that they could have acquired, and often it's a negative meaning, and they can reframe it as a positive meaning, but they stick with the negative one, and it really degrades their quality of life. So I'd love you just to share how this whole phenomenon of meaning our stories and the meaning we give to our stories affects our lives, and maybe just share one or two cases where people changing it help them shift their whole current reality.
Yeah, that's so important. I mean, I think human beings, we are meaning-making creatures. You know, there's these different, you know, theories or frameworks of psychology from Freudian that said, oh, we're pleasure-seeking beings, to, you know, Adlerian psychology that we're power-seeking beings, to humanistic psychology, and then, but, you know, fundamentally, we need pleasure, we need meaning, we need purpose, you know, and so much what happens in our lives, most people, early on in our lives, we're all wounded in some way or another. We don't get the perfect love. You know, our mothers are busy, you know, we might be engaged, being held, etc., and mother gets a text or someone knocks at the door, she leaves us. Now, research shows that babies as young as 12 to 18 months will experience shame at the disconnection of a caregiver. We take it on ourselves. We assume that there was something wrong with us, and that's why we didn't get the love. And so we live our lives with the story that there's something wrong with me. I'm deficient, I'm lacking, I'm unlovable, I'm not enough. And then that starts to color our lives, and we're doing everything from a deficit mentality. We think that if we get a promotion in our job, that will scratch that itch that there's something wrong with me. You know, that just doesn't work like that. You know, a number of my clients have been bullied and had, you know, other kinds of trauma, and then they go through life trying to overcome that, but never really dealing with it. And so the story they tell themselves is, I was a young boy and I was weak and I was bullied, and I must now become, you know, a multimillionaire in order to overcome the bullies. But all of that is driven from fear and deficit mentality, versus when we think about, okay, that bullying trauma happened to me, but it's calling forth these strengths, and I'm building a company. And what is it about? It's about, you know, spreading joy and love. You know, I tell a story of one of my clients when he kind of visioned himself towards the later part of his life, and what was meaningful about it was this quality of spreading joy and love and connecting with people. And then so as he reframed his life story from weak boy, you know, bullied and has to prove to bullies that he's strong, etc., he was, no, I'm a creative, you know, individual that's spreading joy and love. And that changed the culture of his company, the way he approached life. The culture became more fun, and people were more creative, more productive, and the company could succeed, and he was more fulfilled. His life had greater meaning. Yeah, I mean, another one of my clients that had several failures, you know, when I first met her, she said, oh, I'm a serial failure instead of a serial entrepreneur. That's how she internalized this story of being a serial failure. But as we worked on it, she reframed her story to being someone who learns and grows through life. And then life became an adventure. Instead of being a serial failure, it's being a growth and a learning journey.
Yeah, so, and just that change in the way we frame our stories can really shift us. It doesn't change the story, but the way we perceive the story changes the way we perceive our future and our current life. You're listening to High Energy Health. I'm so glad you're here. And before we go to a break, think about some old story of yours. Grab your journal and maybe don't write down the story, write down the title, just the title of that movie, and probably the title's going to give you lots of clues as to the meaning you attribute to the story. And so write down the movie title, and that's going to give you an opportunity to think about your meanings that you're attributing to that part of your life and the possibility of revising them. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com,
you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello, and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm so glad you're here. Make this show, make High Energy Health part of your weekly routine. Bookmark the site, shows with your friends who need that dose of inspiration. And take care of yourself. Take care of your psyche. Take care of your consciousness. That's where it all begins. My guest today is Yossi Amram, and his book is called Spiritually Intelligent Leadership. Highly recommended. It is extremely well organized. It's packed with research. It's packed with case histories. It's packed with exercises you can do to apply these principles in your life. It's not a theory book. It's life. It's a book to help you apply these principles in your work life, and you'll see that as you apply these internally, they reach out and affect family, money, and every other domain of life. So I want to strongly recommend this book. It's for everyone, whatever it is you're up to. So strong recommendation for spiritually intelligent leadership. Yossi, you give us these practical tools in the book, and I'd love you just to wrap up our time together by leading us through a brief exercise that brings us into that presence that you describe as being so important.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So we're talking about spiritual intelligence. What is the root word of spiritual? Is spirit. It comes from Latin, the animating breath of life. So it's our life force, basically. And so to start, you know, a simple way is we want to connect to our life force. And when we connect to our life force, then its potential starts to show up and the intelligence of it spontaneously shows up. So how do we connect to our life force? Well, we start with the biological markers of being alive, which is the breathing. So take a moment now, find a place when you're not driving or what have you, and just connect with your breath, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, dropping in into the body, into the earth below, into the state of being, feeling the rise and fall of the belly and the chest and the sensations associated with the breath. Now tuning in to the heartbeat, sensing the pulse of the blood flow. It might be in your heart, the center of your chest. It could be on your neck. It could be in your hands, your feet. So including the breath and the heartbeat as the biological markers. Feeling the feet connected to the earth, the ground below that's supporting us, the loving embrace of Mother Earth pulling us in through the force of gravity, and now including the spine, the core energetic channel at the center part of the body, connecting the feet, legs into the earth, and then the crown top of the head pointed at the heavenly skies, the cosmic realm of space filled with 200 billion galaxies, each with over 200 billion stars. So as we include and feel the breath, the heartbeat, the connection to the heart, and the verticality of the spine, notice what's here. There's a sense, perhaps, of a living presence that's permeating and enveloping us, that's bigger than us, that we're alive, and our aliveness is not just biological, there's some bigger force field of life that's holding and permeating and moving through us. And from this place, notice what potential possibilities, what life is asking, calling forth, what wants to happen through us when we feel our life force energy in the presence and aliveness of our beingness. So hopefully this is just a micro test of our life force energy as it permeates our body and our presence, which is bigger than just our skin-encapsulated ego, as we're suspended and bridging these two energies of the earth below us and the heavenly sky realm. And that's our human being, and we want to merge heaven and earth and bring heaven down to earth.
I love that we were able to do this, too, in just a minute or two. As you gave me those instructions, I was following them, and suddenly I was just in this whole different place. And it didn't take going sitting on a meditation cushion or listening to a guided meditation track or sitting with the feet of a master. It just took presence of being with my own body. What a powerful reminder that it can be that simple, that easy, and that quick. Yossi, I'm so grateful for you and your work. I know we're going to be talking again about other things and about how we can support each other. I just, again, for everyone listening, I want to strongly recommend Yossi's book. It's called Spiritually Intelligent Leadership. And you'll find that as you apply these principles, it's not just your work that can change, not just your money that can change. It permeates your whole life once you make spiritual intelligence central to what you do and how you live. So thanks again for sharing with us. And thanks again for the wonderful gift you're bringing the world through your book and your work.
Thank you, Dawson. What a delight to be with you. Yeah, in your presence.
Oh, it's just a joy to, that they call this work, Yossi. I don't know why, but I tell my wife as an artist, it's like art. So go out and be art, make your life presence, make your life breath, make your life your inner genius, your inner potential that's shining out through everything you do till we meet again. You've been listening to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. Till we get together next week, bless every part of your life with presence and love yourself fully, completely, unconditionally. I'll see you next week.
Epigenetics is the most exciting new field in science. It's the study of influences that turn your genes on and off. Epigenetics is a breakthrough in health and longevity, and you can learn all about it from two of the world's foremost experts. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the author of The Biology of Belief, and Dr. Dawson Church wrote The Genie in Your Genes. In a free presentation at ConsciousGene.com, they show how to apply epigenetics to boost your health, happiness, and energy levels naturally. Visit ConsciousGene.com. That's ConsciousGene.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.